Tesvav Sif Dalad. Okay, it's a long sif. Let's get the sif in. And then see the Mishaburas. Nikra Hatawas. Tech Shlosh Etzbo, some of the Sasakanov. So the talus tore within three etzbos to the edge. So look at that, it's kosher. Because as long as you put the strings in the correct place at the time you put them in, that later on it tears, it moves down to the edge. As long as it's still attached to the bag, it's kosher. But however, the locals in Rosh Hashanah tougher.
Wait, so tear here means just that the whole tore, so the sister slipped down? Or
yeah,
that the
correct. Right. So in Rosh Hashanah tougher, you can't sew it back up. I mean, the truth would be the same thing the other way around. If there would be a tear in the if the tzitzit is here, there'd be a tear in the edge of the bag, which wouldn't reach where the tzitzit is. But if within that area, you're going to have a problem. Pierce Rashi said, what are we worried about? He said, look, you're not allowed to sew it up. What's the problem? Pierce Rashi, the chashinan she yishtayer michut ha-tfiro. V'yanichenu, v'yashavlov shivachutim l'shem tzitzis. We're afraid that a person will... when you finish sewing, so there's a thread hanging there. So the person will look and say, "Oh, that's number one. That needs seven more." The time is that according to Rashi's explanation, I feel a nikra kol shehu lo yisper. Even if the tear is a very very minimal tear, you can't sew it up. Lefi's that according to Rashi's explanation.
So we could use a patch, according to Rashi?
Yeah. Fiza talus shel tzemer shenikras teich shloisho. And nowadays, a talus made out of wool, which had this problem. Mutra litzvar ha'idin. Nowadays, you're allowed to sell it up. Why? Then derech litzvar bechutei tzemer. Since nowadays, we basically almost exclusively use tzemer for our tzitzis. The derech is not to use set wool for the thread for sewing things up. So it's more common to use cotton, etc. So you're not going to look at that as part of your potentially string number one for your tzitzis. And therefore there's not a problem. So that's Rashi's pshat. However, the Ram Amram Pirish, but the Rav Amram going explained a different reason why it's a problem. The time of Mishum, the Nikra Toch Shloisha Les Be Teres Begit, who come on the Les Edomi. If it tore within three to the edge, that's looked at as if there's some intrinsic chesorin in the Begit. So your beggar now is lacking. And the svarah came out the pasuk chashuv. Even if you tie it up, we still have to deal with it as if it had been missing. The avav betzitzas loy pachal l'talus. So if you put tzitzas there, they're too close to the edge because they're missing that shear that you need to have to be next away from the edge, which you don't have because. That part of the bagot is gone. Appears that in Nikra Benishtar Kol Shehu. However, as long as part of it is still there, you haven't torn the whole three etzbos worth, so then it's kosher. That's still kosher. Okay, then he adds one more to nature. Yesh Amram, to the Rav Amram, Lenivsel Ella Tzitzir Shehoye Bebe Eshet Foret. It's not that it's considered like it's not there at all, and therefore if you make the tzitzis now, they're not being put properly into the bagot. But rather, the tzitzis were there when it tore, before you sewed it up. So at that point in time, it was missing. See, when you sewed it up afterwards, where you said you can't correct it, that's all referring to the tzitzis which were there before. But if you want to put tzitzis now after you sewed it up, so you should fulfill Rashi's pshat and the Rav Amram's pshat and be machmer in the first pshat and the Rav Amram also. Okay. Okay. So. Rashi's pshat first. Rashi's pshat is that we're going to have a string left over, and we're going to look. The person might potentially mistake that for string number one of a seven string of the other strings.
Is there tzitz in the corner right now?
In halacha, it doesn't differentiate. I would assume. Even though there is a tzitzis in the corner, since there are cases where it wouldn't be, we don't want to accept in that case, we have possible all cases. Mishnah Berurah Sekhot Nuda. Tosh Shlosh Shetzbos. Avol Malam Mishlosh Shetzbos. Yochel L'Tofer L'Kul Yalma. If the tear continues above three etzbos, since not a tear where the tzitzis are, but the garment tore. A long tear, it goes all the way up. That's okay. The Pirush Rashi, Eloi Shom Ein Malkim Tzitzis, Kanal B'Simyin Alav, above three etzbos, you can't put tzitzis there. Bein Lachashi Kachen Al Tzitzis, so the person will see this thread as part of that tfir, which goes all the way up above three etzbos. So you won't think mistakenly that can be tzitzis, because it can't be placed in the bag of that high.
That's referring to a tear starting above three or just continued above three?
When, I'm not sure that I understand the two options.
Saying the tear starts at the corner and goes up more than three, that right. Makes it better than one that's less than three.
Correct.
Not that it's just above, that it starts above three. It's
correct. Yeah, correct. Okay, fine. Yes.
Why is it better if it extends beyond three?
Because when the person will sew it up, he'll sew up that whole area. So he has the thread which is being used starting from above three. Above three is not can't be considered for tzitzis. So people will not think that that could be used as a tzitzis.
But isn't the chashash that after the stitch is made at the bottom of the beged, the little piece sticking out?
Yeah, but he'll look at that. Right, but he says though that's all the tzitzis. This whole, it's all one thread.
It's also
it's all part of it. It's all part of the tzitzis. Correct. Right. So that's according to Rashi. Pirush Rav Amram, Goyin, is be Taras Begin. So now his argument was if you would tear all the way by the edge, so that piece of material which is left is so is you have a little piece of material over here towards the edge which is not three etzbos, not three etzbos anymore because it's less than three etzbos. So less than three etzbos is not considered a piece of a garment. But if the tear goes all the way above three, so the piece left over here is three etzbos. So it's a garment.
The piece over where the piece.
All right. If this is your bag, uh-huh. Right? So the tear goes this way. Uh-huh. So the tear only goes this much. So it means this piece over here is four etzbos by two. That's not a good bag. So this area over here is not a beged anymore.
You can't make it a beged by tying it back. Okay.
So where? But if the tear goes uh-huh. up, so now it's more than three. So if this piece area is a beged. There's a shiver beged. It's three. It's both. Three. It's both. Filma kanova who nikol lagami min a beged imit tzitzi yourself. Filahachi mutu lechaber hakanov. But this is kosher. Right. So that was right. That because Mechaber and Siv Bey said you can't take the kanaf kamashui matitzias and put it into another baggin, right? Right, but Mishra pointed out to Katan Zion, you want to put it back in the bag that you took it out of, you ought to put it back into that bag. Right. And that's the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Magen Avraham, that's the whole Mishra Berurah of Katan Zion. We pointed that out. You put it back into the bag where it came from.
The Shalosh Bos, are we talking about a radius from the corner? Shalosh, so this whole range, or is it?
Well, actually, this would be the legs of the, of, this would be the sides of the square. So it's 3 by 3. This is going to be more than that. Right? It'll be. It'll
so be, 3 by 3 is both of each corner.
It'll be 4 and a 4 and a 4 and a.
So if it tears here, then it's fine, even if it's less than 3.
No. Now it's under Ramram, because this area now is 16 by 2. It has to at least, it has to be these 3. Right.
And the Firashi?
The Firashi, the car shouldn't be a problem, because you're not going to put tzitzis there. That's the same thing as having a terbi above more than 3.
Amram, isn't every tear of 3 start as a tear of less than 3?
Well, if it would happen, you want to know if it first it tore less than 3 and then it tore more, what would happen? That would be a problem, because he says, you know, even sewing it up, according to the first shot, even sewing it up is
off your problem. Right.
Off, so tearing a moment won't solve your problem either.
Right. But assumingly, any tear of 3 plus was tear of 1 okay. For a second before.
Okay.
We don't
consider that. Matas Paul the Kapush the Surah Hatra sits him in the Kolob, as a Latila Bechodesh Acher, a Tvira Bisha Hacher, a Kanabas, we sit for Kotten Zion. Matas disagrees, like, this part really is basically a repeat from what he said in Sim Kotten Zion. According to Mechaber, according to Morgan Abraham, it's kosher to put it back as is. According to Taz, it's not. You have to take out the tzitzit, put it back, and redo it. Let us say, Bechutei Tzemer, according to Rashi. The derech is not to sew with chutei tzemer, ela b'shar minim. Chol yodim shashar minim ain't a perch in tzemer. And other minim don't work in tzemer. So they won't think you can use this cotton thread to pata your wool garment. So we said before that wool works in any garment. Wool seems to work in any garment, but other types of materials only work in that type of garment. So a cotton bag, it can use cotton tzitzis. It can't use silk tzitzis. So if you sew it up with silk thread, you won't make that mistake to say that that's part of the tzitzis, because silk thread can't be tzitzis in a cotton garment. Okay. The Rambam says that because since it's nikra, you have a piece of a material which is less than 3, which you attach to the bag, whether it's in the length or whether it's in the width. When you attach it to that piece of material, after tore the baggage, even sewing it doesn't help. It's not considered part of the baggage anymore. And itself is not a baggage. Now, we miatul says the mala mea usechaticha. Hatsefura, so I'll ignore that piece and put the sizzles further into the garment. Well, now the problem is the two bar far away from the edge. So, in other words, so Mr. Brewer is assuming that for that purpose, we do consider part of the bag. So you're getting the chumras at both ends.
So,
Let's say this is your beged, and you lose a 3x3 piece here.
Right.
So if you were to put the tzitzis here, it would be within 3 of this edge, but
correct,
it would be possible because it's not also within 3 of the bottom. Is that?
Well, that's because whether you have to be within. No, so in that case, really, you know, it's a 5-corner garment.
Ah.
You know, because, okay, right, this is now a corner, and this is a corner.
Right.
Right. So you put it next to this corner, mm-hmm, within, right. The problem is now, if I put a piece of, if it's less than 3x3, I put a piece of material there. So I can't put it in that material, because that material by alone is not a beged, even though it's attached to beged, doesn't become part of the beged. The gabbit didn't take, but on the other hand, the corner is no longer here, the corner is here. So if I put this here, I'm too far from the corner. So we're macher both ways. Like in Yira Oz, these were Chatachas Hakonav, Chatachas Beged Shosholish Shosholish, finally come in besift cotton design. But if the piece of material you're putting there is 3x3, so then it's fine. Since it's considered a Beged, and now becomes part of the larger Beged, and then you can continue, you can proceed from there. So if you put tzitzis there, even after you set it up, it's no good. We of it. Ritzalomer. According to this first opinion, I feel also tzitzis chadashim bechatiches akonov ahu. Achash tzitzvor latalos. According to the first opinion, even if you put new tzitzis in, after you sewed it in, v'lachu lepotra latalos, the tzir lechashim chibur bezeh, come on the pasuk adayin, chashim is the, sewing up is not considered enough to make mevatel to the beged. If it was totally removed, this is not considered the process which will make it part of the beged according to this opinion. However, if it tore and part of it stayed attached, called shu kosher. So now, what's kosher is not only that it's now that you can fix it and put it sits in now. But the tzitzis which were there before also are still kosher. However, he says, no, the mice, you do need to sew it up. And then you have to put new ones in after you sew it up. So that's the machlokes.
Does Rav know how that comes out?
The mechaber is mekel, and the one who argues is a taz. From the presentation of the Mishnah Berurah, he's sounds like he's saying you should take that into consideration. You should be machmer. Then some say, however, the Rav Amram, once you sew it up and you put the tzitzis in, it's fine. Yisharim the Rama and Basirul, the Tzvira Choshev Chibra, sewing it is considered now attached. When Ms. Ella Tzitzis Shohayu by Beishatvar, the tzitzis which are there before are a problem, Mishim Tazim will have been also. Okay, so that's the second opinion. Vayim Tazim Chalak al Shulchan Aruch. He disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch presentation of these two sheets of Rishonim. Because of the Taz says like this, the Kuliyam Moidim Dim La'achash Tzvaro Hitab Tzitzis Tzakash. Not like the Mechaber said, the first opinion of the Mechaber, that even after you sew it on, it's too late. You can't put it in now. That's not true. According to this, after you set it up, new tzitzit is fine. Because of a bach shirk, it's a little bit grow. Because the rest is a chai. Right, so... So where's the machlokes? The machlokes is right. So he's learning that the Yesh Arman agrees. The first Ishmael agrees to the Yesh Arman that once you sew back up, you can put in new tzitzis. Just as you can't use the old ones, but the new ones you can put new tzitzis in.
So. do they have to be bedafka new, or could you remove the ones you had, sew it up, and put those back in?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Assuming that the tzitzis were not damaged or anything like that. You put a piece of material there which is 3x3, so that would definitely become a chubur of the baggage, and then the tzitzis are going through that. So even if there's a piece of material of the other garment there that doesn't take away, that it's in a garment which is part of chubur to the baggage. Yerushalayim Yitzis Kulam, when it's possible, he says Kulam Al Kain Noigim Lisra B'chol Kana Pantalis Chaticha Shal Baggage Shalima Misholosh Sholosh. We always have this piece of material which is 3x3. Mishum the Bekama Begadim Motzi Shafilu Heim Chadashim Yesh Bem Tfir Tech Gimel. Even garments which are not torn. But according to Rashi, sometimes you'll have that there's stitching which is near the edge. Mm-hmm. So that's, according to Rashi, that's a concern, because the stitching near the edge can be mistaken to be part of the tzitzis. So the etza is to put in this piece of material which is 3x3, which you sew that to the back of.
Had a woven garment or a knitted garment and sort of knitted in the missing piece even though it wasn't 3x3, would that be considered mechubur to the garment?
According to the Rashi, that should be fine. The problem is only just sewing it up. Mm-hmm. Right.
What does the matlis do?
Matlis just means a piece of so how does it help? Yes, I'm trying to think that through. According to Rashi, so what do you accomplish? So therefore what?
According to Rashi, isn't it because it's bigger than 3x3, you're avoiding the problem of it being within 3? Are you having to have threads within 3?
Is he saying if you had a 2x2 missing and you put in a 3x3 that overlapped?
That's fine. Right. What do you suggest?
Is he suggesting the extra thing prevents the tefillah from being within 3?
Maybe.
Because you have a second piece that doesn't have tefillah in it.
Okay. I'm not sure. So if they have a tefillah of Torah Gimel, which means they've been, I'm assuming that means that there was something which had to be sewn, so that'll undermine the status of the baggage even after it's sewn. So once you add this, so the matlis will address the Rambam. It's all, he's not addressing Rashi, maybe. So if you had a little bit of a cut there and you sewed it up, the first shot in the Rambam, the way the Mechaber says it, even after you sewn it up, you can't use this part of the garment. If you put a piece of on top of it, which is 3x3, so you're putting it into that thing with that sewn to the garment, to the bag. We'll ignore the cut beneath it.
What?
He says, you should machmir all the shitas.
Get right with your decision.
Case where it's possible. Case where it's not possible. So the Iker Pshat is like the Rambam. And, however, like the second opinion of Rambam, the Tvira is Choshev Chibur. So the Iker Shita is Rambam's Pshat. Mm-hmm. Not Rashi, but Rambam. And the second, the Yesh Erman's Pshat in Rambam, that once you sort it up, if you put tzitzis in now, it's fine. Is that always a cooler?
It's one always.
Just think that through. So, Kunda Rashi, you have a problem with Xera because we might end up using the strings improperly. Kunda Raman, the problem is because the baguette is lacking in the same of a baguette. But according to the sheet, if you sew it up afterwards, you sew it up and then you put the sitters in, it's kosher. Kunda Rashi, the case would be no good because unless you set it up over there. And there's a thread there which could be mistaken. So that'd be a kula. That'll be the simple case. I'm not sure. The Shabur sounds like we're assuming there's not a case where there'd be a chumra involved. But, okay, I'm not sure about that. Okay. Okay. Hey, im nikra meineka v'tshatzitzes toli boyu lamata. If there's a tear from the hole. And it tore down within the baguette to the edge of the baguette. It's still intact, but it tore from the hole towards the edge of the baguette. And now the tzitzis is moved down toward the edge. If tzitzis were already in the hole before it tore, show you the tzitzis hoyushon b'shas akera. So the tzitzis was already in place before it tore. Kosher, that's kosher. But you can't put in tzitzit like that because the tzitzit are too close to the edge. Now, im nikra minishtar memenu kol shehu, it tore, didn't cut all the way out, and then a little bit is left. It's far from the whole thing. It's far, and then you sewed it up. Rachel hit it by tzitzit, so you put tzitzit in. Okay, imushal samer, the baguette of samer, says kasher lekuliyama. So according to Rambam, that problem of the Rambam, I said the case wrong before. According to Rambam, the only problem of the case where it tore all the way to the edge and going inwards. But if the edge is intact and there's a cut here, but doesn't go all the way to the edge, we don't say it's lacking in its gimel its bows. This is all part of the baguette still. So according to Rambam, there's no problem. According to Rashi, on the other hand, when you sew it up, you have that string there which you might use. But we said before, according to Rashi, with the baguette of December, the derech wasn't to use threads of December. Other types of threads, you cannot use as sits in a woolen garment. You don't have woolen thread to use to sew it up, so there's no problem. The baguette is samer, the kuliyama kosher, the kuliyama. So, Karder Ramam, it was never lacking in the sheer baguette issue, because it's the edge of the baguette is still intact. According to Rashi, there is this string issue, but it's not an issue because people will never think that you can use a cotton thread in a wool garment for tzitzis. However, Ibim Hushel Sharminim. If it's a type of material which people use that material for threads. So we have cotton threads. So it was a cotton garment, and there's such a thing as cotton thread. So now we have a chashash. You might put the cotton thread into the cotton garment, have it hanging out at the end extra. People will think, oh, that's a cotton thread. It could be used for tzitzis in my cotton garment. So according to Rashi, it's a problem. Well, you still the Das Rashi. According to Rashi, it's sewing up is going to be a problematic because you have that thread there. According to Rav Amram, it's okay because it didn't never lost its status of a beggar because the edge is still intact. According to Rashi, that case wouldn't be good. If it tore, you sewed it up and then you put the tzitzis in. So there's what to be misupik about what its status is.
Tore all the way through from the hole.
No, I think the case would be that it tore all the way from the hole all the way to the edge, right?
Okay.
Okay, time for Mincha. Today is Wednesday. Okay, so tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yeah.